My work is a series of collages. They basically utilise the age-old gag of collages, which is to take two things from the wrong place and time and combine them into one element for either amusement or to be thought-provoking. The constituent parts of these are a series of studies of juvenile criminals, which was made in the early 20th century. The original study was made by Bernardo's. The pictures were then used by an Italian professor of criminology called Cesare Lombroso in a book called Criminal Man. He used these images as a basis for his theories surrounding criminology, which basically meant that he felt that people whose eyes were close together and their heads were small were born criminals. This was a support by an idea that there was a criminal class.
I've been reading your website, and you said you talk about BAMS. Can you explain that to people?
Well, BAMS is a Scottish colloquial word meaning, I suppose maybe a ne'er-do-well. It's become associated with probably more of an idea of kind of Neds or... Basically, it's a term which is strongly associated with youths and male youth, and you probably identify the most closely with a bunch of BAMs that are hanging about outside the local corner shop. It probably derives from the term BAMPOT, which is meant to mean someone stupid, but I think that the abbreviation to BAM is something which is probably a little more sinister than that.
You use a term, you describe a lot of your friends as BAMs, so for you, is the term more friendly and endearing?
Yeah, I think there's definitely a humorous a humorous element to the use of that phrase. You know, I think that amongst friends it could be used as a joke or a friendly jive. However, it can be equally used as an insult.
Your work, you were talking about putting two different elements together and how this could be comic. Is it comic or is it serious? Because you've got these notorious criminals, and then you've got their branded clothing and bright colours. So is it to be comic, or is it something more serious that you're doing?
I think that what I tried to create in that work really was a number of sort of hooks or points of interest that people might actually find interesting about it. I mean, the fashion and the clothes is not entirely contemporary. Some of it is slightly historical in that there's elements there of a kind of 80s football casual attire in the particular tracksuit from that era. There's someone who seems to be a skinhead. There's also much more modern references, like the Adidas three-stripe tracksuit top, which has become the sort of standard item of menswear. I was trying to come up with something which would be engaging and interesting to people that wasn't really an act of self-expression exactly, but was just something which, as I've said before, might have a bunch of points of contact with it. This work is really about just like stuff that you could just pick up and take away, and I suppose in that respect it's pop art, really.
Today we think of criminal shops as mug shops, where people face the camera, face the front, and holding a number, but all of these, nearly all of them appear to be looking slightly to the side. Why is that?
Well, I think that these shots, although I've presented them in a fashion which appears to be sort of like a rogues gallery or a series of mugshots, in fact, I think that these pictures, when they were originally created, were most probably more like the social services actually have sort of catalogues or books of children who are currently up for adoption. Probably that's what it was. It was more to do with probably with case studies of these children which had been taken from Victorian London and Liverpool through the help of Bernardo's. Most of them were actually sent to places like Canada to start a new life, and in fact I think that that's actually what they were. So they're portraits rather than mugshots, you know, the kind of thing that you see in Oliver Twist and stories like that, the kind of Dickens era things that, in actual fact, if you look at their faces, they look malnourished, they look tired, and they look like they grew up having a fight to survive.
And even though that was a long time ago, there are still people, those same struggles going on today, so I guess that's one thing people can identify with.
One thing that someone pointed out very early on was, well, their faces look so, they look malnourished, and I think that yet they look so utterly contemporary, and I think that the sad truth is that probably people in deprived social circumstances today are still malnourished, and that's a pretty shocking indictment in today's society about our diets and about the way that we live our lives.
And Jonathan, what motivates you to do your work?
Eventually one day I thought, well, what would people actually be interested in? What would capture someone's imagination? And I found that to be a really liberating thing. That's why I found myself on this road, and I kind of got to here. And although this work is something to do with me, and it has some form of self-expression in it, it's really not about me in any way. It's actually about a lot of other things, and I find that infinitely more interesting than probably putting my own blood and guts down onto paper.